Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
It is rare in Connecticut politics for a congressional incumbent to get primaried. It doesn't happen that often. And it's happening with John Larson, not just with one candidate, but right now, three. And we've talked to Congressman Larson. We've talked to two-time Mayor Hartford Luke Bronin. Yesterday, we talked with Southington Town Councilor Jack Perry. And now we get to talk to the first one in to primary Congressman Larson, Ruth Fortune. She sits on the Hartford School Board, and she joins us now on Brian and Company. Ruth, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. I'm well. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I'm great, and it's really good to connect, and we're grateful for the time. And, you know, for our audience, I did this, with Mr. Perry as well. I mean, listen, a lot of people do not know you, and so just give us a sense, we can get into details of why you're running and stuff, but, like, you were the first one to declare here, I'm pretty sure. Just give us a little bit of a snippet of your profile and where you are in life that puts you in the position to do this.
Absolutely. I'm an attorney, a mother. My journey in the U.S. started as an undocumented child, and for a decade, I lived with a fear of deportation. So I like to say politics, found me in a way, to have lived so much of my life, having these barriers really prevent me from achieving my dreams and having to navigate through them and fight through them. It's made me someone who, for my entire life, I've been playing offense and defense, right? And to now feel that our democracy is in crisis, our civil liberties are under attack, and it's getting harder and harder for families to get by. And we have an administration that's making it harder, eliminating the paths that I have used and forged to make a life for myself. It's personal, and I can't sit on the sidelines. I have to do everything I can because it's my livelihood. It's people I care about, and it's the country I've chosen to be a part of and love that's under attack.
So was the immigration issue, the signature issue, that drew you in?
Yes and no, Brian. My family came here and brought me here in search of security and economic opportunity, right? And to a great extent, I've been able to achieve that personally for me and for my family. And to see that all of that now is under attack, right? We're demonizing, right? The Trump administration is demonizing immigrants, making immigrants, the scapegoat for everything that's wrong with our country, which is false. But what's really happening is that he's not doing anything to help us with the struggles that we face. He's not doing anything to make life more affordable. He's not doing anything to make sure that hardworking people can someday retire with dignity. He's not doing anything to make sure that we have health care, right, as a right, not just as a privilege. It's the progress that has been long fought and earned. It's being rolled back under this administration, and I have to do everything I can.
We're talking about Fortune, the Hartford School Board, and an attorney running for the Democratic nomination for the first congressional district. When you declared, I don't know what your expectations were. Are you surprised not only at the others that jumped in, but, like the profile of someone like Luke Bronin?
No, I welcome other candidates to this race. I think, you mentioned in the introduction that we haven't had primaries, and it's partly structural. Like, Connecticut has some of the most restrictive ballot access laws in the country, and it's not for lack of trying, right? There are people who tried to primary Congressman Larson, as most famously in 2022, and he did not make it on the ballot despite really, really great efforts on his part. So getting into this race, I know that, right, being a regular person living these attacks and feeling them so personally, I know that we want change, right? There is just this need. We're craving a new voice. We're craving new leadership, but we also need a new breed of leaders in this country. We can't expect career politicians who have never had to navigate the struggles that regular people have to navigate people who really have become themselves because of the system are not going to repair the system, right? It's people like me who've been held down by the system. I see the brokenness of it and how deep it runs. It takes more people like me, voices like mine, to really go in and repair this broken system that we all know needs to be repaired.
Right. I mean, yeah, I mean, you sum up your cause and your case very, very well, Ruth. Well, we're talking with Ruth Fortune, again, Hartford School Board and attorney here on Bryan & Company. You know, you talked about the onerous. It takes quite a bit to get on the ballot in a primary. You know, you need certain signatures. You got to do well at the convention. I mean, where are you as it relates to that process and also the fundraising side?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
So, you know, it's a challenging process, right? And it's not more challenging than when I was undocumented, had very little guidance, had to learn English, do all of these things on my own. These are all things, again, I have to work for and earn, because not only do I have to go and share my message and connect with voters, I have to also connect with the Democratic Town Committee members, who have been wonderful people as I'm reaching out to them and speaking to them, because the path to the ballot are either we get 15% of the delegates at the convention, or you get this narrow 42-day window sometime in the spring to go and collect about 4,100 signatures. It's just this Herculean task that's really, really difficult to overcome. In Connecticut, it really is, it's the most onerous process for anyone to get on the ballot. In some states, you pay a fee, you get 50 signatures, 25 signatures. Here, we're talking thousands of signatures have to be collected in person, have to be done during this 42-day window. That's very late in the process, right? After you've expended months of effort and work, it's just not serving our democratic process, right? When we think about the Democratic Party's struggles and why we're failing to bring more people into the system, more people to hear our message, it's because at a party level, to some extent, at least, you know, particularly here in Connecticut, it's designed to not let new voices be heard, right? And someone like me, who was undocumented, who is a working mother with young children, right, who is still in the thick of it, to have to fight to get my voice out there, to have to fight to get on that ballot, it is us missing an opportunity to bring in new voters, engage more people. And despite knowing the task ahead, the mountain that I have to climb, I'm still willing to put myself through this because my country needs my voice right now. If I don't fight as hard as I can, my children, who are American citizens, may inherit a country that is far worse than it was when I came here and actually had some opportunities and had a way to forge a path forward.
I think the bar is too high. I think the bar, you know, the example of some other states is too low. You can't have every Tom, Dick, and Harry, you know, primary people. But I do think in Connecticut it is definitely too high and too heavily favors incumbents. We only have a couple seconds left, and we're grateful for your time. Hopefully, we'll try to get you involved in a debate when the time comes, and hopefully we'll get you in studio. But if people want to, you know, learn more about you or find a way to meet you or interact with you, how can they do that?
Absolutely. You can go on my website. It's also linked to my social media. It's RuthFortuneForCongress.com. I am very accessible. If you just sign up for our newsletter or sign up to volunteer, myself or someone on my team will personally reach out to you. I am eager to go out and meet people and hear from them directly how they're struggling and how the policies in Washington, D.C. are serving as barriers to their lives. Because I want to fight for the people who are struggling, right? I want us to get to a point where we can all thrive because we have the resources in this country, right? This is the wealthiest country on earth in the history of the world. We actually have enough for all of us to be able to thrive, not just get by or struggle to just get the basic things that we need.
Ruth, thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to talking to you again down the road.
Likewise. Thank you, Brian, for having me. I appreciate it.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.